In August, two bats, one in Ada County and another in Boise County, tested positive for rabies. This happens every year here in our state, but it also prompts stories in the media about the dangers of bats. Bats aren't all bad, and not all bats have rabies. And when rabid bats are found, like now, animal rescuers are swamped with calls from people who find a bat and then are afraid of it. Joining me today is Dr. Rita Dixon, the State Wildlife Action Plan Coordinator at the Idaho Department of Fish and Game, and Dr. Leslie Tingleson, the State Public Health Veterinarian with the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare, and Lil Wayne. It's a female silver-haired bat. That's right. We have a bat live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
So, Rita, I want to start with you because not every bat has rabies, correct?
That's correct. Most bats don't have rabies, and the estimate is that less than 1% of bats in the wild have rabies. And Leslie, Dr. Tingleson, will talk about the percentage that of bats that come into the rabies lab for testing that test positive. But one real misconception people have about rabies in bats is that they think they carry rabies, and that's not the case.
Mm.
When a bat contracts rabies, just like we contract the flu, it's a virus, and they die. There's an incubation period, so it can take a while for the bat to develop symptoms, but they always die if they contract rabies.
And Dr. Tingleson, but this is that misconception, right, is that bats are bad, they have rabies, and we find them in Idaho. I mean, that does happen, correct?
Oh, right. Bats are found statewide, as Dr. Dixon can attest, and we have a lot of different varieties as well. Every year, typically in the summer months, we seem to see more encounters with bats and people, or say they're visiting their cabins, spending more time camping or doing other outdoor activities, and encounters between bats and pets like cats and dogs.
Mm.
We get a real increase in calls with concerns about what to do when those situations arise.
And let's talk about that, because Lil Wayne was found because of being injured. And I'd like you, Dr. Dixon, to talk about that, because this is what's happening as well, is that people, you know, are fearful that the bat is you know, has rabies, is bad. And so they frankly take it into their own hands. And sometimes the bat is killed or is injured. And then you have a bigger problem on your hands, correct?
That's right. Most of the bats that come into rehab are injured. They're not sick. And oftentimes, like in the last week, we've had over 10 cat-attacked bats, and most of them are dead on arrival, or they have such severe injuries they have to be euthanized. And so most of the bats that are found on the ground have been injured by animals, pets, or oftentimes also black-billed magpies and common crows will also attack bats. And silver-haired bats in particular, they're migrating right now, and they are not choosy about where they roost. They will roost low to the ground, or sometimes even on the ground, just tucked into a little crevice.
So what happened with Lil Wayne then?
So what happened with Lil Wayne, tomorrow is the anniversary of finding her. Some guys at YMC out in Meridian across from RC Willie by the highway found her in a gravel parking lot on the ground and called Fish and Game and brought her to me. And when I first examined her, I could tell that all the skin had been torn off her elbow.
Oh.
So, and she had some kind of blunt force trauma. But we just don't know if she got hit by a car or somebody hit her. We don't know what happened. And the reason I know she had blunt force trauma is she had blood in her urine for a couple of days, which is evidence of blunt force trauma. So initially, I thought it was a superficial injury and that she would be able to recover and be mm-hmm. released. But there was some significant damage to her elbow, and she's not releasable because she can't fly.
Because she can't fly. All right. And I know you keep calling her a she, but her name is Lil Wayne. So I need to find out very quickly how in the world all of that happened.
So that's another funny story. So the guys who found her named her Lil Wayne or Bruce Wayne.
Oh, nice. Can we take her out and see her?
Sure. And when I got her and examined her and discovered that she was a she, I called them and told them that it was Lil Wayne was really Lil Wayneette, and they laughed. And so,
but I love it, like Batman, Bruce Wayne.
Oh yes, yes.
And then,
it's funny that they named her. So she had a name before she ever got to me.
I love it.
A lot of people who find bats will name them before I get them because they you know,
because that's what happens.
That's what happens. So here she is. She's a little silver-haired bat, female, adult, and bats can live 30 to 40 years.
Really?
Which a lot of people don't realize. So I don't know how old she was when they found her, but she was an adult.
I have to say, she's so little that I don't know if I would have ever even noticed her anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, you know, we think of, I mean, maybe it's Hollywood and how they
yes.
make bats seem so mm-hmm. big. But is this not a type of bat that we tend to see more often
yes.
in Idaho?
Yes. Silverhaireds are fairly common, and especially this time of year, like Dr. Tengelson said, people come into contact with them more because they're out and about migrating or moving to where they spend the winter. And that's why people come into contact with them more. But silver-haired bats are tree-roosting bats. They typically roost in trees, but this time of year when they're migrating and they just need a rest, they'll just land anywhere.
Mm.
They don't care where.
So, Dr. Tingleson, what about if you find, you know, a bat like Lil Wayne in your house or something like that? What should you do?
Well, it depends. Say if you find a bat out in the environment, even during the day, correct, Dr. Dixon?
Mm-hmm.
Bats are not, it's not always a bad sign to even find a bat during the day. They're just resting, perhaps, mm-hmm. from their travels. So just finding a bat is not something to automatically be fearful of. But I would say approaching, touching a bat, having an animal bring a bat to you, say a cat caught a bat and brought it into the house and handed it to you as mm-hmm. a gift, those are situations that need to be handled more carefully. Now, a very, very small percentage of bats actually have rabies, but you can't tell just by looking at them. So it is best to assume that there is a risk for infection if you're going to be around a bat. And so avoidance is the key.
Okay.
If you have questions about how to remove an animal, remove a bat from the home, Fish and Game is a good
video, correct?
Yes, we mm-hmm. have a video posted on our website.
We'll put it on our website,
okay,
too,
great.
Because that goes step
mm-hmm.
by step on what
yes.
you should do.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, Dr. Dixon, like you're wearing a glove.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find a bat, let's say they're injured or something like that, and you want to bring it in to Fish and Game, you should put something on your hand, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes. Never handle a bat with your bare hands, because if somebody gets bitten or they're not sure they get bitten they think they might be trying to help the bat, but if they get bitten or are not sure, the bat has to be euthanized and tested for rabies. So we lose a lot of bats because people do things they shouldn't do. So if somebody finds a bat that is in trouble or they think is in trouble on the ground, it's safest to use a leather glove or very, very gently put like a soft T-shirt or something to let the bat climb onto and put it in a safe container with the T-shirt. And we, like you said, the video shows exactly how to safely capture a bat to protect not only yourself but the bat.
Well, I want to, Dr. Tingleson, very quickly before we run out of time.
Yes. So, but there are situations where if you find a bat in your bedroom, say you woke up to find a bat, you do want to talk to the health district first before you automatically release it, because you could have had an unintentional rabies exposure.
Good information. I want to thank both of you for coming in today and getting us updated and educated on bats.